On House Matters this week, Energy Minister answers questions relating to Petrojam, government set to implement entertainment insurance plan, and Culture Ministry to amend Jamaica National Heritage Trust Act. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley is reporting that Chinese engineering firm Sina Hydro has been recommended to carry out the upgrading of the vacuum distillation unit VDU at the state refinery Petrojam. Noting that no agreement has been signed with Sina Hydro and no money has been spent for the upgrades to begin, Dr. Wheatley told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that Sina Hydro submitted two bids for the project, one based on Chinese standards and the other based on American standards.
One estimate, Mr. Speaker, using Chinese standards, which was approximately $91.3 million, was received in August of 2017. An estimate, Mr. Speaker, using Western, which is the U.S. standards, which was approximately $119 million, was received in March of 2018.
Dr. Wheatley also outlined that another proposal for the VDU project has been received from U.S. engineering firm Beck.
The preliminary estimate submitted on April 5, 2018 by the U.S. engineering firm Beck, based on U.S. standards, was $87.6 million plus or minus 30% estimate accuracy, which means, Mr. Speaker, that the estimate could vary anywhere from $61.32 million to $114 million, depending on a number of factors.
The estimates from both engineering firms are being reviewed by a task force overseeing the VDU project.
It must be noted that the estimate from the U.S. engineering firm is still in the process of being reviewed and validated by the task force to ensure that all factors pertinent to this estimate have been considered and included. I am advised that to date, the review of the U.S. engineering firm's estimate unearthed some deficiencies which have been acknowledged by the firm, and the task force is now awaiting an updated estimate from the U.S. engineering firm in order to complete validation.
Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports is to launch an entertainment insurance plan later this year. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the insurance plan will operate in similar fashion to the government's Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan.
It was done in collaboration with the Development Bank of Jamaica, the Administrator General's Department and the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. This was a timely response, Mr. Speaker, to the passing of 18 entertainers between September 2016 and September 2017.
Ms. Grange adds that the ministry recently staged estate planning, pension and finance workshops earlier this year as part of efforts to assist members of the music industry. In the meantime, Minister Grange says the government is working to get all Jamaican cultural artifacts located in foreign territories brought back into the country. She told the House of Representatives that these artifacts must be preserved and protected for future generations of Jamaica.
As part of the plan, Mr. Speaker, to protect and repatriate, we have begun preparatory work towards Jamaica's ratification of two international conventions to deal with the illicit trafficking of cultural heritage. The UNESCO Convention on the Means of Prohibiting and Preventing the Illicit Import, Export and Transfer of Ownership of Cultural Property, and the UNIDROIT Convention on Stolen or Illegally Exported Cultural Objects.
Minister Grange noted that Jamaica National Heritage Trust Act will be amended to put in place legislation to protect Jamaica's cultural assets. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more on what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.